Welcome to the Tuesday, October 11th, 2011 edition of the Sands and the Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I am recording today from Jacksonville, Florida. Monday's critical control was the maintenance monitoring and analysis of security audit logs. Jim wrote up a great diary for it. Logging and monitoring your logs is usually considered one of the boring and not very productive things, but the way I see it is, if you look at your logs and they're boring, then you probably just don't look close enough. One of the advantages you do have is that you are being attacked. Attacks are normal, and if you don't see them, you just basically don't look good enough. Now, if it gets boring, then consider scripting to help you out with the boring tasks and leaving you with the more interesting parts of your logs. Jim is mentioning implementations of this particular concept called Log Templater and NBS. NBS being a little bit an older tool that essentially just tries to pick up new and different things that you didn't exclude yet from your logs. Take a look at the links that he posted and see if any of this works for you. Larger organizations, of course, may want to look at some of the commercial log analysis and management process systems, particularly the log management. That's usually something that's, more boring, but something that definitely does need to be automated so you do it consistently and correctly. In other news, in Germany, the well-known Chaos Computer Club got its hand on what it claims to be the software used by law enforcement in Germany to eavesdrop on computer systems. The Federal Trojan, as it is sometimes called, is essentially a backdoor, and it's supposed to allow law enforcement to intercept internet phone calls. Courts in Germany dealt with that question and essentially decided that yes, law enforcement is allowed to install software like this with the appropriate court approval, and then really for the purpose of inspecting these internet phone calls, that they wouldn't be able to inspect due to encryption and such by listening on the wire. Well, what the Chaos Computer Club found in its investigation is that the backdoor is essentially, well, a generic Trojan slash backdoor allows for more or less anything. It can be used to, for example, grab screenshots from the system, which may go beyond what the court allowed in these particular cases. Also, the Trojan has the ability to add additional software to the system without a lot of control. And that's really one of the more troubling parts of this, that the command and control channel is not encrypted. So a third party could essentially take over a system that has been instrumented with this particular software. The data being exfiltrated from the system looks fine at first. It's AES encrypted, but the encryption key appears to be the same in all of the Trojan copies that the Chaos Computer Club looked at. And it's, well, of course, has to be kind of included in the binary and can easily be decoded from the binary. So overall, what could, for example, happen, according to the Chaos Computer Club, is that additional evidence may be infiltrated here by a third party, and the evidence collected by this software may not necessarily be reliable. And of course, it does put the computer itself at risk from additional attacks. Now, another sort of interesting tidbit here is that the command and control server is hard-coded into the binary, also appears to be the same for all the copies, and turns out to be a system that's located in the US, actually, with a service provider in Ohio. So far, I haven't seen any conclusive evidence whether or not this is authentic, but the Chaos Computer Club has a reasonable good reputation, I think, to trust their assessment on this. And while we're talking about backdoors and governments, the US Army announced on Friday that a lot of the PCs they're using to control their drones in current combat operations turn out to be infected with backdoors. Now, okay, that's bad, but then they seem to have persistent problems removing those backdoors. And of course, well, those systems are supposed to be air-gapped, whatever that means. However, they sort of traced it down to some hard disks with data that are being sort of exchanged with the systems and analysis stations. Another sort of interesting report I've read about this suggests that this particular backdoor may actually be officially installed without the knowledge of the operators in order to supervise the operators of these drones and be able to check up on them using the drones appropriately. And finally, BlackBerry appears to have a persistent outage in their Europe and Africa and Middle East region. That was one of the regions where BlackBerry was actually growing still pretty well. So they seem to have some issues. They're handling the load. At this point, it doesn't look like any attack. It's really just an equipment failure. And then, of course, some insufficient business continuity planning. Well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.